Part of our seminar called Hot Ice, Cold Fire. From Switzerland. Grazie, Herr Kieper. Cold fire, hot ice.
Hladna vatra, vreli led.
Good. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadadi. Vallava Giri Varadadi. Yasodhanandana Vraja Janarandana. Yasodhanandana Vraja Janarandana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Ah. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Raskatyade Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Let me not fail to welcome all the devotees who have just arrived, either from Sarajevo, or I even see devotees from Munich, Haribo, who have just now come. Welcome, or in Brajavas, Badai ho, Badai ho. May only good things happen to you. Today I would like to talk about the basis of Krishna consciousness. It is very important that you know what is the basis of spiritual life. Just like it's very important if you want to move, you have to know where is the ground on which you can walk. If you have lost the ground under your feet, you can't move forward.
Ako ste izgubili tlo pod stopalima, onda ne možete da se krećete napred.
Much the same if you have lost the ground of your Krishna consciousness, whatever you do will be just concepts, mental gymnastics.
I upravo tako, ako ste izgubili svoje tlo u svesnosti Krishna, onda sve ono što radite, to će biti samo mentalna gimnastika, samo koncept.
The ground of Krishna consciousness is a practical understanding and realization that I am an eternal soul.
I osnova svesnosti Krishne jeste praktično razumevanje i realizacija ja sam duhovna duša.
And as a soul, I'm a servant of Krishna.
I kao duša, ja sam sluga Krishna.
If you don't have these two concepts in your life, I'm a soul, I'm meant to be active on the spiritual platform, and I'm meant to do something as service to God, then whatever you do is just not having the basis, the ground.
I ako nemate te koncepte u svom životu, ja sam duhovna duša, da funkcionišete, da radite stvari na duhovnom nivou, da znate da trebate da napravite neku službu za Krišnu, onda sve što radite jednostavno nema nikakvu podlogu, nikakvu bazu.
I have seen devotees who practice Krishna consciousness for 10 years without walking on the ground.
Ja sam videla bhakti koji praktikuju svesnost Krišne 10 godina, već 10 godina, a nemaju nikakvu tlo pod svojim nogama, nikakvu osnovu.
Imagine we would take Jai Gopal.
Sad zamislite da uzmemo za primat Jai Gopal.
And say, walk, Jai Gopal.
I onda mu kažemo, hodaj.
But then we would lift him up in the ground.
Ali onda bismo ga podigli, tako da mu noge stopala nisu na zemlji.
His legs would move.
I njegove noge bi se popretale.
But he wouldn't be able to move forward. Confirmed.
A on ne bi mogao da se pokreće napred. To je upravo potvrđeno.
Gotta keep stay with the translation. Yes, not so important. So, Prabhupada used to say to us that spiritual life starts with the understanding I am an eternal soul.
Srila Prabhupada ima običaj da nam kaže da duhovni život započinje sa tom spoznajom. Ja sam duhovna.
You can't speak of spiritual life if this is not firmly in your mind.
I vi ne možete ni da pričate o duhovnom životu ako ovo nije čvrsto usađeno u vašem.
Let me give you an example. If a person only knows I should walk on the ground, but he in effect walks in the air, he won't move.
I ako osoba čeka, ako osoba zna da bi ona trebala da se kreće po toj podlozi, ali ako se njegove noge kreću po vazduhu, onda se neće kretati napred.
You have to practice this understanding each day that I am not the body, I'm the soul.
I trebate da praktikujete ovo razumevanje svakoga dana. Ja nisam ovo telo, ja sam duhovna duša.
Otherwise you will not worship Krishna.
A inače nećete obožavati Krishna.
You will worship your body.
Jednostavno obožavaćete svoje telo.
It starts in the morning.
Počinje već ujutru.
You won't look at the altar of Krishna, but you will look at the deity in the mirror.
Nećete videti božanstvo na oltaru, već ćete videti božanstvo u ogledalu ispred sebe.
Then you will give this deity in the mirror an abhishek. You will bathe with palm leaf soap.
I onda ćete dati tom božanstvu, napravit ćete abišek i okupit ćete ga sa jednim palmolim sapunom.
Then instead of being mindful of Krishna, you will start to dress the deity of your body in attractive wrangler cloth.
I onda ćete, umjesto da oblačite božanstvo, počet ćete da oblačite ovo svoje telo u neku privlačnu odeću.
Or Indian Punjabi. Punjabi, what is called Punjabi or Punjabi, yes. And the whole day you will waste your time worshipping the false deity of your body. Until the evening comes and you have to offer him milk prasadam. And put him into the bed. It's a perverted reflection of spiritual life which you lead.
I to je izvrnuti odraz duhovnog života koji bi trebalo da vodite.
With perverted forms of worship.
Sa izvrnutim i zapačenim oblicima obožavanja.
Instead of worshipping the spiritual energy, you will worship the material energy and its various manifestations, starting with your body.
I umjesto da obožavate duhovne manifestacije, vi ćete obožavati ove materijalne pojave, započinjući sa svojim telom.
Any spiritual experience which is not based on the realization, I am a soul, I don't belong to this world, I belong to Krishna, is only a mental exercise.
I bilo koje duhovno iskustvo koje nema za osnovu ovo razumevanje, ja sam duhovna duša, ja pripadam Krishni, to je jednostavno jedno mentalno razgibavanje.
In the Vaishnava tradition there is a simple practice which helps you to become to make connection with yourself, the soul.
I u vajšnosti tradiciji postoji jednostavna praksa koju možete da se povežete sa svojom dušom.
It's the Buddha Shuddhi prayers.
To su Buddha Shuddhi molitve.
Buddha means material elements and Shuddhi means to become purified of.
Buddha u ovom slučaju znači materijalni elementi, a Shuddha znači postati oslobođen od istine.
And maybe you should put it like this. Okay. Too much pum pum. See, at the present moment, our consciousness is materially covered. And to purify it, this meditation called the Buddha Shuddhi meditation is there.
I kako bismo je pročistili, ova meditacija, ove molitve, Buddha Shuddhi molitve su tu.
This meditation basically connects you with yourself as a spiritual soul.
I ova meditacija vas u suštini povezuje sa vašom dušom.
And it connects you with your possibilities.
I povezuje vas.
I think we should start to judge our life according to this simple question, am I using my chances, my possibilities?
Ja mislim da bismo počeli, da bismo trebalo da počnemo da cenimo svoj život na osnovu pitanja, da li ja iskorišćavam šanse koje su mi pružene?
Do I wake up from the nightmare?
Da li se ja budim iz noćne more?
And do I start a blissful life of happiness and knowledge? Is my life blissful?
I da li je moj život pun blaženstva? Da li je pun znanja?
Today I met a devotee.
Danas sam sreo jednu par.
I said, I'm watching you now since 15 years.
Ja sam mu rekao, ja te posmatram već 15 godina.
Why did you smile in the first 3 years of your spiritual life and since 12 years you are sad?
I zašto si se ti smejao prve 3 godine svog duhovnog života, a posljednjih 12 godina si tužan?
I had waited for 15 years to speak with the devotee.
Ja sam čekao čitavi 15 godina kako bih mu to rekao.
I'm also observing some of you and I will talk to you in 20 years.
Ja također sada posmatram neke od vas i pričat ću sa vama za nekih 20 godina.
If I'm still alive. So, you used to be so happy because you used to, I heard this, you used to say, I'm an eternal soul, I'm part of Krishna, I have no problems. But then the problems which are all in connection with the body and the mind started to invade your life again. You have slept for 13 years. When will you wake up again? 13 long years. Hare Krishna. So I think this devotee will wake up today. When, my dear devotee, when you listen to the Buddha Shuddhi prayers. It's a simple meditation.
To je jednostavna meditacija.
And it starts with a practice which we have termed the Japa retreat as being present in the present.
I to je jednostavna praksa koju smo mi započeli na ovim Japa seminarima koje smo vodili, započinje sa time da budemo prisutni u sadašnjem trenutku.
Let's all do this practice for a moment.
I hajde da svi to sad probamo za jedan trenutak.
Just look around.
Sebe.
You are in a temple room.
Se
you are not in Belgrade. You are not in Switzerland. Grazie. You are not even in Sarajevo. You are here now.
Ovde I sada.
You are sitting now here. You are in a lecture. You have decided to come to this lecture on your own term. It's even free for you. If you have come because everyone else comes, that's not a good reason. Be present. You have come to hear something which will help you in your spiritual life. So now something comes to you. Now the help which you have searched for will come. You will hear a powerful process which connects you with yourself. Listen as if your life depends on this. Don't allow your mind to go away somewhere else. Say to the mind, be present in the present now. This is the meditation. I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. But because of my misfortune, I have been inimical toward him from time immemorial. I have wrongly identified myself with my body. I have wandered continuously in the cycle of birth and death in the material world. In my past lives, I have burned from miseries. In my past life, I have suffered from the burning of the threefold miseries.
I u mojim prošlim životima ja sam goreo od patnje usled tri bede materijalnog sveta.
But now I have a great good fortune.
Ali sada ja imam tu veliku, neverovatnu sreću.
I have met a pure soul.
Ja sam sreo čistu dušu.
He has given me his mercy.
Ja mi je dao svoju milost.
I now know that I am Krishna's eternal servant.
Ja sada znam da sam ja Krishnin večni sluga.
I know I'm a spiritual being. I have nothing to do with this gross body and this umski. Now I have possibilities just waiting before me. I can serve the lotus feet of my Lord. I can serve the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, I can worship Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. My dear devotees, this type of meditation should be the meditation you wake up with in the morning. Now, I will give you, most of us in the morning are a little tupko and we have to do the abhishek of the body. The dushirate, huh? Yes. So I give you a trick how you can go through this dullness. The last thing you do in the evening will decide the first, or the last thing you think in the evening will decide the first thing you think in the morning. It's called subtle programming. When you go to your bed, in your bed, and you lie, and these little moments before you fall asleep, just say to yourself, I'm an eternal soul, and tomorrow I will wake up in the land of spiritual possibilities.
I onda jednostavno kada odete u krevet, kada legnete tih poslednjih nekoliko trenutaka pre nego što zaspite, recite sebi, ja sam duhovna duša, sutra ujutro će se probuditi I iskoristit ću svoje duhovne prilike.
I guarantee you that the first thing you wake up in the morning is, pow, I'm an eternal soul. I have possibilities today and I will seize them.
Ja vam garantujem da ćete se onda probuditi ujutro. Da, ja sam duhovna duša. Ja imam pred sobom toliko prilika I ja ću ih danas iskoristiti.
Now I will give you a second technique from Ayurveda.
A sada ću vam dati drugu tehniku koja potiče iz Ayurvede.
Throughout the day, you should just stop. Whatever you do.
U toku dana jednostavno trebate da se zaustavite. Šta god radite.
You should look around.
Onda pogledajte oko sebe.
And then look, I mean, if you really want to go Ayurveda, do you want to go Ayurveda?
Da li stvarno želite da idete u Ayurvedu? Odgovorite.
No. Yes. You just look a little in this direction where the right brain hemisphere is. Like me.
Pogledajte ovako, u ovom pravcu gde se nalazi desna polovina mozga.
And you just take the color out of your material life. And you put color into your possibilities. I'm an eternal soul. Let me do something for Krishna. If you really want to go wild, then you have to press this part.
Ako stvarno želite da uradite nešto ludo, onda trebate da pritisnete ovu tačku.
But I know you Hare Krishnas are not so much interested in Ayurveda, so I will not tell more than this. So,
ali znam da vi niste baš mnogo zainteresovani za Ayurvedu, pa vam neću reći više.
It's called programming.
To se zove programiranje.
By first deprogramming the material illusion.
Prvo morate da deprogramirate tu materijalnu iluziju.
Take the color out of Maya. It's anyways not there. Your studies are only superficially interesting. Your body is only beautiful in your mayic eyes. Lust comes from the Sanskrit word rag. And ra comes from the root called ranj. Ranj means to color. When I look into the material world, I take my mind and color material objects with an attractive color.
Kada pogledam ovaj materijalni svet, ono što uradim jeste da uzmem boju i da onda obojim materijalne predmete u neku atraktivnu, privlačnu boju.
It's in your language, the way you speak means psychology, it's called a projection.
I to se u jeziku psihologije naziva projekcija.
Like, you know, you color the reality according to your desires, and then you become attracted to it.
Drugim rečima, vi bojite stvarnosti u sebe u skladu sa vašim željama i onda bivate privučeni tome.
I was once walking through the forest.
Jednom sam šetao šumom.
And I must admit to you, I was a Led Zeppelin fan before. Me? Led Zeppelin fan.
I jedno sam tako
music,
šetao
yes.
šumom, a moram da vam priznam da sam ja ranije, da sam bio obožavatelj Led Zeppelina.
And I was going in the forest. Du, 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 du. And I was for a moment singing this song. I'm so dazed and so confused. It's not true. Then I all of a sudden saw four trees. My mind, who was attached to music, thought, Led Zeppelin. In the forest. I saw four trees and they looked like the members of this group. Do you understand? I had given the trees a reality. I had colored them in a certain way. In the same way a young boy sees a young lady. And his mind projects total beauty in her. Or a young lady sees a young boy. Dazed and confused at the young boy.
I onda je ona zbunjena i samo problemu tog mladića.
But she projects, but he's extremely intelligent.
I onda ona projekcije na njega, on je veoma inteligentan.
It's only in her mind.
I to je sve u njenom umu.
It doesn't have objective reality.
I to nema nikakvu objektivnu vrednost.
It's colored by the mind.
To je obojeno strane uma.
So if you want reality, discolor the illusion.
Tako da ako želite stvarnost, onda morate da uklonite boju sa iluzijom.
Take the color out of illusion.
Odstranite tu boju sa iluzijom.
Take the music out of the chaos.
I izbacite muziku iz tog kaosa.
And then see spiritual reality.
I onda ćete vidjeti duhovnu stvarnost.
You have to practice this.
I trebate ovo
praktikati. In Ayurveda this is described how to do it. You just see something. It's called the external manifestation of something, the way it appears to your illusory eyes.
I onda u Ayurvedi je to objašnjeno na taj način da postoji materijalna spoljašnja manifestacija nečega što vi vidite svojim očima.
And then see the reality.
I onda vidite stvarnost.
I will give you an example. When I'm walking through the forest and I see four trees and hear music, my mind goes, this is an illusion. These are four trees. Now a little bit more difficult. If I see a beautiful lady or a beautiful boy, I switch. This is just my, and see, this is a projection. A dog won't see the same thing.
Onda jednostavno promenim svoju perspektivu. Kažem, ovo je samo projekcija. Pas je neće vidjeti na taj način.
It's a spirit soul.
To je duhovna duša.
On the way to Krishna.
Na svom putu ka Krishna.
And the whole reality starts to change.
I onda čitava realnost, stvarnost počinje da se menja.
Castles become dust and illusions become spiritual truth.
Borci postanu prašina, a iluzije postaju duhovna stvarnost.
It's so good.
It's
so spiritual.
It
will decide how you live your life. Always ask yourself the question, what is the truth here, the spiritual reality? At that moment, your feet will touch the ground and you will start walking forward in Krishna consciousness.
I u tom trenutku vaša stopala će dodirnuti zemlju i vi ćete početi da hodate u toj duhovnoj stvarnosti.
If you don't walk on the ground of spiritual reality, you will walk in air.
I ako ne hodate po tlu duhovne stvarnosti, onda ćete hodati u vazduhu.
You will never get to reach your spiritual goal.
I onda nikada nećete dostići svoj duhovni cilj.
So, let's track, backtrack, rewind. Here comes the meditation. I am an eternal soul. I have wandered since so many lifetimes in the air, in the material world. Now I have the fortune to walk on spiritual ground.
A sada imam tu dobru sreću da mogu da hodam po duhovnom tlu.
I can serve Krishna.
Sada mogu da služim Krishna.
Juhu! And you are happy.
I onda ćete biti srećni.
Material problems are not so important any longer.
I materialni problemi neće biti više toliko važni.
And do you want to know a secret? When you walk on spiritual ground, the whole world moves towards you. Arrangements start to happen. You meet people you have never met before. Chances unfold, etc.
I onda kada hodate po tom duhovnom tlu, onda ćete vidjeti kako se sve stvari oko vas same aranžiraju, idu u vašu korist. Cijel svijet će se kretati prema vama. Upoznat ćete ljudi koji nikad niste sanjali da ćete vidjeti i prilike će vam se ukazati.
I did this in Berlin.
Ja sam ovo radila.
Every morning I decided we will preach Krishna consciousness in a wonderful way and we only need a castle for this.
I ja sam odlučio, mi ćemo propovedati svjesnost Krishna na predivan način i zato nam je potreban jedan dvorac.
3 days ago, my dear devotees, we got the castle. It works.
I pre 3 dana mi smo dobili taj dvorac. To funkcioniš.
You just, but if you think materially, this is not possible, we don't have any novats, no one has novats these days, international crisis, finance, kriski, you know.
Ali ako mislite na drugi način, ako mislite, to nikad neće da funkcioniše, nemamo para, financijska kriza.
Think that you are Krishna's soul and for Krishna everything is possible.
Jednostavno mislite da ste vi Krišnjena duša i za Krišnu ništa nije nemoguće.
Don't think in terms of problems. Think in terms of possibilities in the service of Krishna.
I nemojte razmišljati u okviru problema. Razmišljajte koje su prilike da služite Krišnu.
When you think in terms of problems, your problems will come true. If you think in terms of the possibilities, what you can do for Krishna, some of them come true.
I ako razmišljate stalno o svojim problemima i u okviru njih, onda će se oni ostvariti. Ako razmišljate o prilikama da služite Krishnu, onda će se neki od njih ostvariti.
If Krishna wants.
Ako Krishna to želi.
Yeah. I made another point. I said discolor illusion.
Ja sam dao još jednu pointu. Rekao sam da trebate da uklonite boju.
This is done in the second meditation. I am not a Brahmana.
Ja nisam Brahmana.
I am not a Kshatriya.
Ja nisam Kshatriya.
I am not a Vaishya.
Ja nisam Vaishya.
I am not a Sudra.
Ja nisam Shudra.
I am not a Brahmachari. I'm not a Grihastha, not a Vanaprastha or a Sannyasi. To say it in modern terms, I'm not my social roles. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis.
Krishna. Održavalac gopija.
Krishna, who is an ocean of nectar.
Krishna, koji je okean nektara.
Krishna, who is the cause of universal transcendental bliss.
Krishna, koji je uzrok svetskog univerzalnog blaženstva, transcendencije.
I am a servant of his servant. Juhu!
Ja sam sluga njegovog sluge.
No need. There's a third meditation. This meditation is very advanced. And those of you who like to find it, it's on page 107 of the Gayatri book. My dear devotees, if you live in this understanding, you are on the transcendental platform.
Moj dragi bhakte, ako živite s ovim razumevanjem, onda se nalazite na transcendentalnom nivou.
Kadamba Kanana Maharaj told us a story in Berlin about a devotee in Amsterdam.
I Kadamba Kanana Maharaj nam je ispričao priču u Berlinu o jednom bhakti iz Amsterdama.
This is the best story I ever heard. This devotee had stopped his devotional processes and contracted AIDS. AIDS comes by illicit activities, by breaking the rules and regulations. When he got AIDS, he said to Krishna, "Thank you. You have saved me from illusion." He was brought in the hospital where he had his last days. When Kadamba Kanana Maharaj visited him for the first time, his eyes were full of light. And he was crying in happiness. Kadamba Kanana Maharaj said, "You are the most happy person, the most happy dying man I've ever seen." "Yes," he said, "because I'm not dying. I'm part of Krishna, do you understand?" "Yes, that's the philosophy. Yeah, yes." Then he started to visit this devotee. His body was just rotting away every day a little bit more. But he was so Krishna conscious. Finally, the devotee said, I think I will die in 2 or 3 days. Will you fulfill a request of mine? Yes, said Kadamba Kanana Maharaj. What is it? On the day when I'm cremated, will you sing Hare Krishna? Well, I said, Maharaj, I wanted to fly to Spain. I have a ticket. It will be Brizzle, said the devotee. I will die very soon. I have a letter. A letter means I got an indication. Please say and stay and sing a kirtan when all my relatives and all my friends come together. Maharaj said, Uredu. He waited. And then he received an invitation by one of the friends of the devotee who, I think, and it was a friend or the older brother who organized the celebration. My brother or my friend said you should come with harmonium. So he went, not knowing what to expect. He came, he was driven by a car into the chapel like a little church, where the dead body of this Bhakta was lying on a stone table. He sat down. There were people dressed in fine dresses, you know, like black suits. There were artists like musicians and painters. There were punks and fine gospodas. And there was Kadamba Kanana Maharaj in sannyas cloth, freshly shaven, and Bhakta so and so. Bhakta John, maybe.
Yeah.
Then the master of ceremonies started. He said, I have a letter for you. It's written by the person who lies on the stone table. And listen to this letter. My dear parents who have given me this human life. My dear cousins. Nephews. Brothers and sisters. And my dear friends who are all so different. Today on my celebration day you have all come. I have a news for you. I'm not dead. I'm eternal. I'm amongst all of you and I'm seeing you. And I have one request to you. You are all so different. You would never have come together as one group. Only today on my celebration day you have come. You are all so dear to me. For different reasons. Today I request you to all do something together. Please don't disappoint me. Sing the names of God together. I have invited my monk friend Kadamba Kanana Swami. And he will lead you in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Sing loud enough. I'm hearing you. Then the master of ceremony said, Maharaj, come here to the microphone and start your kirtan. Maharaj picked a very simple melody and they were all singing, but with mixed emotions. Then the real thing started. It's so good. Please listen to this. The stone table with the, you know what is kaka? It's a box there. The stone table with the carcass started to go down. And then, in the earth. It's not a miracle. It was a button, you know. This is how they did this in this, you know. It went down into the earth. And then the Govindam prayer started. Govinda Mari Pusham Dudamam Madami. And then the lines came up with the beamer. And all the old people, the artists, the Fina Gospodines or and Damas and punks, they all went like, oh, so good. They all started to be severely touched in their hearts. They cried in emotional, what is it? Ecstasy. The carcass went down and into the fire. And after you know, the cremation oven. My dear devotees, this person had understood what we are talking about. That was the basis of his life. I'm an eternal soul. I'm a part of Krishna. I'm going to Krishna. This is my possibility. I have created this possibility. By the mercy of the Vaishnavas. You know, when I last saw Prabhupada, it was in London. And I came into his room with maybe 15 devotees. Prabhupada was very thin at that time. And he was sitting in a rocking chair. So when we all sat, he asked us, have you understood our philosophy? And you know, we Hare Krishnas are extremely philosophical. No, I'm serious. Yes, I'm serious. We have heard so much Radha Kripa.
Zato što smo čuli tako puno, Maharaj kaže to ozbiljno. Stvarno imamo puno filozofije, imamo tako puno znanja.
So we all gave different suggestions of what we thought is the most important point of our philosophy.
I onda smo mi svi dali primere šta su to najznačajnije poente u našoj filozofiji.
And Prabhupada was not so satisfied with our answers since he gave the answer. My dear devotees, I can never forget this one sentence which Prabhupada said. He said, first of all, you have to understand that life is eternal.
Pre svega, treba da razumete da je život večan.
When Prabhupada said it, you know, and we know how he said it already with one eye looking at the door, which no one of us wants to look at, the door of physical death.
I mi znamo kako on to rekao, on je već jednim okom gledao u ta vrata u koja niko od nas ne želi da pogleda, to su vrata fizičke smrti.
It was clear, as he said before us, he was looking towards that door.
I onda je nama bilo jasno, dok nam je on to govorio, da je on gledao prema tim vratima.
It was only a few moments before he would get up and walk to this, through this door, never to be seen again. By us.
I to se desilo samo nekoliko trenutaka pre nego što će on ustati i otići i ući na ta vrata i nikada više nećemo videti.
So he said, you know, almost like ciao, you know, we say ciao or vidimo se. He said, first of all, you have to understand that life is eternal.
Isto kao što mi kažemo ciao ili kažemo vidimo se. Isto tako je rekao, pre svega, treba da razumete da je život večan.
This is the basis on which you have to base your life if you want to have a spiritual life.
I to je osnova na kojoj treba da zasnujete svoj život, ako želite da imate duhovni život.
In the end, I would like to give you a few shlokas from Gita, which can help you to bring you to this place of understanding.
I ja bih na kraju želao da vam kažem nekoliko šloka iz Bhagavad Gite koje će vas dovesti do tog razumevanja.
The first is from the second chapter, text 12, and I will read it in English and then Radha Kripa will read it in Serbian.
Prvi stih se nalazi u Bhagavad Gite, u drugom pogledu stih 12.
It's Lord Krishna who speaks to Arjuna before the battle of Kurukshetra started.
To je gospodin Krishna koji govori Arjuni pre nego što će bitka na Kurukshetri početi.
It was clear many would die on this battle.
I bilo je jasno da će mnogi umreti na ovom bojnom polju.
Na tvevaham jatu nasham na tvam neme janadipah na chaivana bhavishyama sarve vayam mataparam. Krishna said, no one will die.
Krishna rakha, niko neće umreti.
Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings. Nor in the future shall any of us cease to be.
Nikada nije bilo vremena da ja nisam postojao, ni ti, ni svi ovi kraljevi, niti će u budućnosti iko od nas prestati da postoji.
Think of someone now whom you think has died.
Sada pomislite na nekoga whom you think has died.
Think of someone now whom you think has died.
Pomislite na nekoga za koga mislite da je napustio.
Listen now to Krishna.
I sada slušajte Krishna.
For the soul there is neither birth nor death at any time. He has not come into being, does not come into being, and will not come into being. The soul is unborn, eternal, ever existing and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
Duša se nikada ne rađe niti umire. Ona nije nastala, ne nastaje i nikada neće nastati. Duša je nerođena, večna, uvek postojeća, prvobitna. Duša nije ubijena kada je telo ubijeno.
Now you might ask, but okay, I've heard this many times, but I just can't think on this level. This material life which you have described as illusory appears so real for me. You are a nonsense sannyasi, Sachinandan Swami, totally impractical. You just make life difficult for me. Budi praktikalni.
Budi praktičan.
Sada. Yes, now. Yes. Okay, we will be very practical now. Here is a meditation which can help you to come into this spiritual place. Oh, listen, please. Here is a meditation which will help you to come to this spiritual place.
Sada sledi meditacija koja će vam pomoći da dođete na ovo duhovno mesto.
It's, you know, what we can call, I will give it now different names so that you get it.
Sada ću ovome dati različite imena tako da razumete o čemu se radi.
It's the mindfulness meditation.
Ovo je meditacija o tome kako da budemo prisutni.
Another word. It's being present in the present.
Drugim rečima, kako da budemo prisutni u ovom trenutku.
Another word. It's becoming spiritual in the moment.
Drugim rečima, kako da postanemo duhovni u trenutku.
Or if you are still not getting it, it's becoming Krishna consciousness. In the fifth chapter, Krishna describes a person in divine consciousness. He describes how a person in divine consciousness observes himself.
I on opisuje kako osoba koja ima božansku svjesnost, kako ona posmatra sebe.
He doesn't identify with himself.
I on se ne poistovećuje sa sobom.
He doesn't become reactionary.
I on ne postaje osoba koja reaguje.
He keeps his last human freedom to decide how he will act.
I on zadržava tu svoju poslednju ljudsku slobodu da može da reaguje na način na koji želi.
He understands the body is active, but I don't have to identify with the good and the bad. The mind is projecting things, but this is not that I have to project things. Listen. Krishna says, a person in the divine consciousness may be engaged in seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, moving about, sleeping, and breathing. But he always knows within himself that he actually does nothing at all. Because when he speaks, when he sits on the toilet and evacuates, when he receives things or simply closes his eyes, it's the material senses, the body, which is engaged with their objects, but he is aloof.
Osoba s božanskom svesnošću, iako gleda, sluša, miriše, jede, hoda, spava i diše, uvek u sebi zna da zapravo ništa ne čini, jer dok govori, dok obavlja nuždu, dok prima ili otvara i zatvara oči, uvek zna da samo materijalno čulo dolazi u dodir sa svojim predmetima i da je od njih odvojen.
To make it very simple.
Da ovo pojednostavimo.
During the day, sometimes give yourself a pause.
Tokom dana, napravite pauzu.
Relax.
Opustite se.
And look what is happening.
I pogledajte šta se dešava.
How are your feelings?
Kako su vaše osjećanje?
Are you maybe attached and upset?
Da li ste možda vezani, uznemireni?
How is your body?
Kako je vaše telo?
Sweaty and hungry?
Or
tired? See what's going on. And then detach. Say, I'm an eternal soul. Momentarily I'm in the body. And momentarily I'm in my mind. But I'm eternal.
Ali ja sam večan.
This is very practical.
Ovo je jako praktično.
You know, what I do is, whenever the telephone rings,
ono što ja radim, jeste da kad god zazvoni telefon,
ring, I just stop what I'm doing.
Onda ja jednostavno prestanem da radim što god se.
I have to anyways stop.
U svakom slučaju moram da prestanem.
And I'm just going like, I'm an eternal soul. I'm part of Krishna. I can serve him. Yes, Satchinandana Swami here. And then those who phone me said, what's going on? You are so happy. Yes, I have my secrets. When you meet me next time, if you want to know, ask me. Tell me now. No. You have to sometimes make people eager to get to know something.
Yeah.
And then I'm telling them. My dear devotees, my life has changed since I'm doing this. In the Japa retreat, we do exercises like this, that you know, devotees walk around Tulsi and then a ring comes, a ring. And then they have to stop everything. Connect and chant Hare Krishna. The meditation has a third part.
Meditacija ima treći deo.
But because it's too, I will just read the verse.
Ja ću vam samo pročitati stih.
It is connecting with Krishna.
To je povezivanje sa Krishna.
First step is what?
Prvi korak je, šta?
Yes, becoming mindful, I'm the spirit soul.
Znači, prvi korak je da postanemo svesni, ja sam duhovna duša.
Second step.
Drugi korak.
Yeah, that's always right, but not in this case.
Šta je drugi korak?
It is also right, yes. Second step is... God that I asked. You all want to meditate like this, so please do it. I'm a part of Krishna and I want to meditate. I want to serve him. If you want to do this, do it. Who am I who forbids you to do this? This is always good. But in my little meditation it was observe. So that you actually can understand how you are a soul. See yourself moving through the day. Look at your feelings. But don't identify. Observe. Notice. Become mindful of. And detach. To this position which you like, so which you said, yes, you're right. I just want to poke you a little bit so that you think that it's all right. Yes, I'm a soul. I'm a servant of Krishna, and this is the material reality. And the last is a meditation Krishna gives personally in Dhyana Yoga. Dhyana Yoga means the meditational chapter of the Gita.
I ovu posljednju meditaciju daje sam Krishna lično u šestom poglavlju Bhagavad Gita koji se zove Dhyana Yoga.
Yo mam pasyati sarvatra sarvam chamai pasyati tasyaham na pranashyami sachame na pranashyati. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me.
Onaj ko svuda vidi mene i koji sve vidi u meni, nikada se ne odvaja od mene, niti se ja ikada odvajam od njega.
Prabhupada quotes in his purport a beautiful verse which describes the vision of a devotee. He says, I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who's always seen by the devotee whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love.
On kaže, obožavam prvobitno gospodina Govindu, kojeg bakta očiju premazanih pomošću ljubavi uvek vide u njegovom večnom obliku Šjama Sundara, prisutnom u srcu bakta.
When you see like this, Lord Krishna will never disappear from the sight of your eyes.
I kada imate takvu viziju, onda Krishna nikada neće nestati iz vaše vizije.
You will see Krishna in everything. It means budi tolerantni.
It znači budi tolerantan.
Be tolerant. Everything which happens is arranged by Krishna.
Sve što se dešava i Krishna aranžman.
Accept Krishna's mercy.
Osim Krishnine milosti.
Then you will not lead a material life.
A onda nećete voditi materijalni život.
So I have come to the end.
Ja sam sada došao do kraja.
Thank you very much for listening so attentively. I hope that you remember the essential points of the lecture.
Hvala vam jako puno što ste slušali tako pažljivo. Ja se nadam da ćete zapamtiti suštinske poente mog predavanja.
Spiritual life is only possible if you understand your identity as an eternal soul.
Duhovni život je jedino moguć ako razumete svoj identitet kao duhovno biće.
Otherwise, it is only an imagination. The scriptures give us means how we can realize ourselves. The Buddha Shuddhi meditation. Many devotees who chant these prayers before they chant japa.
I mnogi bhakte pevaju ove molitve pre nego što počnu da mantraju sveto ime.
You can make a photocopy of them. They are in the Gayatri book, page 106 and 107.
I možete da napravite, da ih kopirate, nalaze se u Gayatri knjizi na stranicama 106 i 107.
And another point which we made is throughout the day become mindful of yourself being soul.
I druga poenta koju smo napravili jeste da u toku dana postanete svesni sebe kao duše.
But for sure do this before you go to sleep in the night.
Ali svakako definitivno to trebate napraviti pre nego što odete na spavanje.
Then you will wake up in the morning with the right understanding.
I onda ćete se ujutru probuditi sa pravim razumevanjem.
And you will be able to see, to not see problems, but possibilities.
I onda ćete biti u mogućnosti da vidite ne probleme, već prilike koje vam se pružaju.
Yes, when you are in spiritual consciousness, you will have a total different perspective and total different ability to deal with life.
Da, kada imate duhovnu perspektivu, onda ćete imati potpuno drugačije viđenje svega što se dešava i bit ćete sposobni da budete aktivni u ovom svijetu na drugačiji način.
If you are a simple man or a simple woman, you can do this, you know, this meditation by giving you some, you know, things like whenever you sit down, you think, well, I'm the soul, or whenever you have darshan, you could think, I'm your eternal part, Krishna, and you could connect with Krishna. If you do this, I promise you, you will strengthen your eternity muscle.
I ja vam obećavam, ako ovo napravite, onda ćete vežbati svoj mišić večnosti.
You will become strong on the spiritual platform.
Postat ćete snažni na duhovnom nivou.
And we will be able to, and you will be happy in your spiritual life.
I onda ćete biti srećni u svom duhovnom životu.
Please try.
Molim vas, pokušajte.
Thank you very much.
Hvala vam jako puno.
Hare Krishna! So let me see, we have 6:45 and we have one very, very joyful and wonderful announcement to make. One moment, you will get a microphone, don't worry, but sit down. Let me just see if there is a question to this subject.
Prvo bih želela da vidim da li imate neko pitanje koje se tiče ove teme danas.
We will ask our beloved Jai Gopal, who has played such beautiful mridanga today. Will you please speak it in the microphone?
You mentioned the attachment. We're saying raga is like we color.
Oh no. momento, this is such a strong question that the microphone breaks.
Okay. You mentioned that we color an object with our
imagination, maybe?
Imagination, projection. And I don't quite understand it, because my approach or my understanding of this is that we are attracted to a certain object because the constitution of our three modes of material nature, of which we're influenced. When I try to not only think about it, also feel it, it's more like I'm attracted to something that comes up somewhere from the stomach somehow. It's not like, I've decided to color it like that. Yeah. More like you're attracted to it and you don't know why you really are. It's more sort of feeling.
It's a very good question.
Imam sad pitanje, pošto si ti dao taj primjer da smo mi ti koji obojimo svet, stvarnost, oko nas na određeni način, svoj um. Međutim, ja imam taj osjećaj, nije da je nešto odlučno da ćemo nešto privući ili da ja to bojim, nego to je jednostavno nešto što ja osjećam. Jednostavno vidim neki predmet i kao da to dolazi iz te moje uslovljenosti trima materijalnim gunama. Ja sam jednostavno privučen to osjećanje.
Yes, I'm working at the moment on Vedic psychology, so I'm very much interested in such subjects. So this is how it happens. The three modes of nature go according to your karma and color your mind.
Pošto ja sad trenutno radim upravo na vedskoj psihologiji, ja sam jako zainteresovan za ovakve stvari, tako da mogu da objasnim šta ono što se dešava. Pre svega, tu su tri gune materijalne prirode koje zbog karme koju ste zaslužili dođu i onda vas uslove, na vas na određeni način, vaš um.
And then you start to see outside of you what you have inside of your mind or your heart.
I onda započinjete da vidite izvan vas ono što već imate u svom srcu i u svom umu.
Let me give you a traditional example of the father who has fathered a blind son.
Daću vam jedan tradicionalni primjer oca koji je dobio sina koji ne može da vidi.
There is love in his heart for his son.
U njegovom srcu se nalazi ljubav za njegovog sina.
It's the best son for him. It's because it's his son.
Zato što je to njegov sin.
So now his mind starts to give the son attributes which the son doesn't have.
I tako da sada njegov um počinje da daje osobine njegovom sinu koje taj sin zapravo nema.
And he calls him Padmalochan, O Lotus-Eyed One. For him, his son is so nice because it's his son that he has lotus eyes. For you, it's a pitiable blind boy. For the husband, he has the most beautiful and attractive wife.
Za muža to je najlepša, najprivlačnija žena.
Much better than Madonna.
Koja je mnogo bolje izgleda od Madonna.
For because he's under the modes of Tama and Rajas.
Zato što on pod uticajem Tamasa i Rajasa.
And another person thinks, is she foolish? So he has projected qualities on the reality, which first, you're right, the modes come, making them the modes mix in the heart, and then the projection comes into the outside world.
Ono što se dešava jeste da prvo dođu gune i uslove nas na određeni način i onda iz nas dolazi ta projekcija.
Atmavan manjate jagat. Like I'm thinking, this is how the universe is.
I to znači da ja mislim kako je, kako ovaj univerzum treba da bude.
It's a projection.
To je To je projekcija.
Krishna. So I see there are many other hands still, but I suggest that in the beginning of our seminars we won't go so long.
Ja sam vidim da tu postoji druga pitanja, druge ruke koje se dižu, ali ja sam predložio da mi nećemo ići toliko dugo s ovim seminarom.
Also, our poor translator is already so long on high vault. We don't, there will be a theater play, and we don't want to burn your all your fuses today. Yes. So we will stop here. Keep your question for tomorrow. Because tomorrow the most important subject comes. And then the day after tomorrow even a more important subject comes. But if you want to get most of this seminar, start practice now. In the evening, every one of you in bed should meditate, I'm an eternal soul. First of all, I want that all of you turn around and see the most auspicious Chandramouli Maharaj. Hari Bol! Bravo! Bravo! Hare Krishna. Our Chandramouli Maharaj will make our heart happy tomorrow, most probably by his dancing. Let us see. And by the Bhagavatam lecture. Is this correct? Yes, he will give the Bhagavatam lecture, and he is with us for most of the camp, I understand, until maybe the last day or the day before the last day. He will move onwards to the Croatian summer camp. And now I wish, I have not forgotten you. Daily news are at which time? 8 flexible Serbian time. Yes. Flexible time, but it could in theory start at 8 o'clock, so be here latest by then. You need to know the news in order to know what's going on. Then we do have a theater play today by the best of theater players. Jai Gopal will be live. You will see him live. Maybe you have heard him on all the tapes and seen him on videos. He is has an international star. He's Hollywood wants to buy him, but it's not possible because he has just married, and his wife will also act. Right? It's so that is after the daily news.
Znači, sada bih vas zamolio da svi dođete ovdje u 8, najkasnije do 8, zato što tada imamo ove dnevne vesti, a onda nakon toga ćemo imati jednu pozorišnu predstavu.
Dobro. Now Marajanti will announce, please get up, the printing of a new book, just printed for the summer camp. It's on the table. Yeah.
So, Hare Krishna. Da. Ja bih voljela da najavim.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
Posebnom kalkom za kamp jednu knjigu koja govori o svetom imenu, i to je knjiga Dana Dharmantara, zove se Japa meditacija, promišljanje o uranjenju svetom imenu. Sačinanda na svom je napisao predgovor za ovo izdanje I htjela bih iskoristiti priliku da se zahvalim bankama koje su poklonile puno svog vremena da bi ova knjiga izašla do kampa i da bi dali kao poklon za vas sviju. To je išta moje delegacije. I ako možemo
pauzu.
It's present for 1 euro, 2 euro, if they can. And if not, the devotee cannot give,
wonderful.
Then it's for free.
Then you can say, I will be outside and give the bread.
Dakle, također bih želio da zahvalimo Sačinandana Svamiju koji nas je podržao u ovoj ideji.
And Pankajangi. And Pankajangi.
I Pankajangi, pravo. Molim vas aplauze. Također, još ne bih vajšno, kao što su Bhakta Igor i Dakshinam pravo. Ono što bih vas zamolio jeste, znači nam danas s vami će biti izvan za stolom i dijelit ćemo knjige, a da bismo uspjeli pokriti malo poštajna štampa, molim vas da date 1 euro ili 2, možete bilo koje valuti donacije, da uplatite neku kutiju koja će tamo stajati, ako nemate ni toliko, to je pokon za vas. A sad samo da vam počitam jedan dio iz knjige koje je napisao znači nam danas s vami. Kao jako lijepu meditaciju. Kaže ovako, da, moj gospodin tamo, je moj gospodar tamo, on je prisutan, stoga mi je dovoljno da sjedem pred njegovim vratima i mantram. Neću mantrati glasno, kako ne bih pravio buku, no on će me čuti kad budem smatrao da je vrijeme da otvori vrata, on će
otvoriti.
Hare Krishna. Ajmo! Dakle, sam svojim biti ovdje vani i on će vam podijeliti knjige kao poklon od
Svijena. Thank you, Marajati.
Ovdje se začinam da vas vam je ki.
Ćao!